This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Yoga Therapy in America, and has co-written a book called Yoga Therapy and Integrative Medicine. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about this book and why you wrote it.
Well, there's a lot of people that it's a five-year journey. So two of my students, Dr. Eden Goldman and Dr. Tara Gold, a chiropractor and acupuncturist, came to me because I've written a number of books like Yoga for Dummies, etc. And they said, we have this idea, and you know all the people, you know, can we do this? I said, okay. So we asked 25 contributing authors, and the goal was to establish yoga therapy as the next big thing in the world of yoga, and to ask all of the doctors in all the different modalities if they would give their view about what yoga therapy was. And it was quite an accomplishment. So we have 25 contributing authors. I am the lead co-author. And then it's myself and Dr. Eden Goldman and Dr. Tara Gold.
Tell me, what are the benefits of yoga?
Well, there is a website called IAYT.org, which is the Yoga Therapy Organization, but they have probably seven pages of benefits. But if I say, if you had to narrow it down, I would say I would narrow it down to number one is stress reduction, because 80% of all illnesses have a stress component according to the AMA. And then I would say improve circulation. All doctors would like us to do that. And then the one that everybody thinks is the main benefit of yoga, which is flexibility, is not really correct. It's strength and flexibility, so it's balance or harmony between your strength and your flexibility. Then number four, I would say, is there is a definite increase in your willpower and your concentration. Now, I've had a lot of private lessons with professional golfers, and I would say all of them improve their scores considerably because of the concentration factor. And the last one is an overall sense of well-being. And if I can interject a little story, I started the corporate yoga program at the Getty Museum in Brentwood, California. And after I'd been there for 3 months, the head of security summoned me to his office, and I really didn't know what he wanted to talk to me about. His office was three doors down from where we taught yoga there. And he told me to sit down, and he says, Larry, he said, since you've been teaching yoga here the last couple of months, everybody who walks by my door is nicer to me.
Interesting.
Or was I relieved?
Yeah. Larry, tell me about your personal journey and how you got into yoga.
Well, I had an interesting background. I was the West Coast manager of advertising sales for McCall's Magazine. I was in advertising, marketing, sales, all those things, kind of the opposite. And I started developing a back problem. I also developed a twitch, because in that business, they don't, you know, reward you by giving you less. They keep giving you more. They'll pile, there's no hours. You know, people brag because they stay there at 2 in the morning and all these things like that. And so I went to a number of doctors, and in Los Angeles, California, there's some good ones, and nobody could figure this out. So my running partner dragged me to a yoga class, and fortunately it was a compassionate teacher. She was a student of the late Indra Devi. And I walked in there, and I was watching these people do these, you know, warming up, and I said, I can't do that. And she goes, just do what you can, and at the end you'll get a surprise, you know. So I did what I could, and at the end she did about a 10-minute relaxation, which is unusual. And the back pain I had in my butt for about a year and a half was gone. And it lasted for 4 hours, and I felt like I'd been smoking something. It was like I was so high. Hmm. It was just bizarre. And I've never looked back. I got a serious yoga teacher, and then I took a sabbatical, went around the world just visiting all of these teachers and yoga therapy centers, yoga centers, etc.
And now you train people yourself.
Yes.
I don't know if you get first-time people in at your level, but do people experience similar benefits, like you said, maybe that endorphin rush, or maybe it's really pain that's gone away first time in years, when they first try yoga?
My experience is yes. And I have people walk into my class. See, there's a difference between yoga and yoga therapy. And the book is all about yoga therapy, and I'll go on about it. But I have so many people who walk in to see me one-on-one for a yoga therapy lesson. They're bent over, and they walk out, and they're straight up and down, and it lasts for days. I mean, it's amazing what you can do.
So tell me, Larry, what is the difference between yoga and yoga therapy?
To put it very simply, yoga therapy is for people who just don't fit in a group class. They can't do what everybody else is doing because they have this or that. Most of what we get are musculoskeletal problems, and by far and away, the most common is lower back. Mm. And so we get that, but we get, backs, knees, shoulders, all that stuff. And then there's a whole other level, which are the other systems of the body. So I've had my yoga center for 35 years, Samatha, SAMATA.com. But 10 years ago, I was invited to have a yoga therapy training program at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. And so we have now 4 year-long courses, meets on weekends. And the first year is musculoskeletal. The second are the other systems of the body. The third year is a shadow clinic where they watch somebody in clinic. And the fourth year is the first time we've had yoga therapists in the integrative medicine clinic at the Venice Family Clinic, which is one of the largest in the world. It's exciting. It's like we're breaking through and becoming respected. Well, Dally, now the timing of this book is perfect because now all of a sudden we're getting, orders for this book to be in physical therapy school, chiropractic school, medical school, osteopath school, all of those things, not even mentioning yoga courses and things like that.
Mm. Larry, you came from corporate America at a time when really corporate America had no sense of the well-being of their staff, their employees. And that seems to have changed a little bit. Have you seen that, the effect on the yoga culture?
The effect on yoga as a culture is that, back in the 60s, the people who came over were the disciples of a man named Shivananda. And he was a medical doctor that gave up his practice and became what you call a monk or a swami. And his two disciples, Vishnu Devananda and Swami Satchidananda, were the first ones that kind of popularized yoga over here, along with a guy named Yogi Bhajan, who was a turban Sikh. And people thought of them as hippies, and because it was confusing because they were Hindus practicing yoga. So people got mixed up. What is, is this yoga or is it a religion or whatever? But Hinduism is a religion. Yoga is a philosophy and an art, like a booster rocket to help almost anything. So I think that when it first came here, people got confused. And now what happened is that in the 70s, there were disciples of a man named Krishnamacharya. Who was a married man. So he started hearing these people like BKS Iyengar and Patabi Joyce and this woman Indra Devi who spread the word. And that was much more popular in the mainstream. And that's when it really started getting into our culture. And now what's amazing is that every time you turn on television or go on the radio, there's somebody having something to do with yoga. It's big mainstream. There's something now like almost 30 million people just in the U.S. that are doing yoga, and another like 40 that want to try it. It's like, and I believe, people ask me many times in interviews, why, you know? I really believe that it gives you a do-it-yourself tool, whether you go to a class or you do it on your own, to reduce your stress level. And boy, you know, the way we have all of these electronics and everybody's on their, you know, cell phones and this and that, it's just one big stress thing after another, and this gives you a remedy. And, you know, you do, seriously, like 10 minutes of a practice, and you will see a result.
We're talking with Larry Payne. He's the co-author of Yoga Therapy and Integrative Medicine. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can use yoga to improve your health.
You're listening to Health First on 93.1 CFIS FM.